Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Studio in Washington. I'm on the farm where the snow and cold is, and wherever you are, it seems to be the same today. A day, it's almost like the gods are thwarting the idea of having a good day, because there's one shoot 'em up after another, after another, after another. Casey, there is a website associated with our affiliate in El Paso, KTSM.com, where there is not much more information than what we have gleaned here from various sources. At the VA hospital yesterday, a doctor, I think he was a psychiatrist or psychologist, was shot and killed by someone who may have been his patient, upset because of the usual stuff at the VA. That's all speculation. Nobody knows for sure. And the FBI's clamped a sort of lid on what information there is available. So that's the story. Any more info you got, 888-302-3684. Richie keeps talking to people who are calling with basically the same thing, which is no more information than what we've got. But thank you for passing along the fact that there's no more information. Meanwhile, over in Paris, a shootout at the French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo. That's how it's pronounced, I believe, Richie, right? Charlie Hebdo.
That's correct.
Is it 10 or 11? I'm not sure.
It's 12 now.
12 people killed in the shooting inside the newspaper offices. A couple of heavily armed men entering the office, opening fire, killing the policeman who was there. Let's see, 6 other people wounded, apparently. You remember the magazine's office was burned 3 years ago in response to their there was publicity around their publicizing
cartoon about the Prophet Muhammad.
The cartoon of Muhammad. So more craziness associated. Okay, so there isn't just that, but this is why the Muslim community, which seems to be upset that the rest of the world is ticked off and all of this sort of thing. It's the extremists, but yet the people who are moderates don't do enough, it would seem to me. And you can say, okay, Doug, what are we supposed to do? I don't know. But at some point, here's the other story. There are two other stories, pretty much the same, are connecting extremists. The Shiite militiamen that have started to use the war in Iraq against ISIS as a way to force Sunni residents from their homes. So these, among the militants, among the Muslims, there are sects, the same as there are in the Protestant religion. How many different sects are there? There's the Methodists and the Presbyterians and the Lutherans and the Congregationalists and who knows how many others that fall into the quote-unquote Christian camp. And so the Sunnis and the Kurds and the Shiites have been fighting among themselves for years, because they're just tribes. So they got that circumstance, and there's a lot of grim results. If you don't leave, they kill you. That's what it amounts to. They want you out of your home. They want to occupy the territory. If you say, no, I don't want to leave, that's the end of life. As you know, they'll shoot you. And here's a suicide bomber driving a minibus, killing 33 people today as cadets gather to enroll at a police academy in the capital of Yemen. Nobody claiming responsibility, but most people feel it's an Al-Qaeda branch targeting the frequent drone strikes in their country. They've carried out attacks like this in the past. Dead all over the place, wounded all over the sidewalks. And it's yet another Muslim extreme group, a splinter of a splinter group. So why would there be sympathy for the Muslim world with headlines like this. I ask that question. You can respond as you will. 888-302-3684. Twitter at Good Day Show. Email to Rich or me at DougStefan.com. It's just I'm so tired. It's so old. It's just how much money and time and effort do we spend trying to confront these people who have? Why aren't there lessons being given by those who are not extreme?
Well, the
people who are getting a
hold
of
it will take a generation.
Well,
or
it may,
more,
but you see, they keep grabbing things. These people who have no education. They come from homes where there's no jobs, there's no money. So this becomes an easy. It's like Hitler did. It's the same thing.
Right.
You take people who have no opportunity, have no choices, have no life, and you suck them in to do your dirty work for you.
You know, we've talked about this before. I mean, you think that of the people, if they're living in Afghanistan and there's not a whole lot of opportunity there, there's not a whole lot of
nothing.
Hope there.
No.
So you can see how they get sucked into extremism. But the people who live in France...
It's not a bad life.
Right. I mean, there's opportunities there for a good life.
Yeah.
So I don't understand where the disconnect
is
there.
Well, that's it. We don't understand how they think. That's it. We apply our logic, our thinking to what they do. And, of course, it doesn't make any sense. Now, that doesn't excuse it. As a matter of fact, it makes it more damning, frankly. But there is this everyday thing, and I just want to put somehow or other put a curtain up, but that's not appropriate because that's not the kind of radio program I do. I gotta kind of be in touch with what's going on, but it isn't just here's the story, it's what's the story behind the story, and the story behind the story is something we're all tired of hearing, frankly. So I'm going to change our course. Matter of fact, be happy to present to you in a moment Dr. Ronald Hoffman, who has a focus on things that make you fat. In other words, the diet facts versus fiction. What does Ron recommend as you get into the new year and you all say the same thing? Oh, I'm going to eat better. I'm going to live better. I've had a terrible 2 months. I've eaten and drank. Oh, it's awful. So if you really, really want some help, then stay tuned because it's coming up next year on Good Day.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local HealthMart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a savings book with more than $3,000 in extra savings. Get prepped for a party with popular game time favorites that will please any size crowd, like Tyson Buffalo Wings, Pepsi, Hefty Supreme Paper Plate, and DiGiorno's Pizza. Go to samsclub.com to check out the full selection of instant savings offers. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License all 50 states and lots number 3030.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Show
quotes. Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only in my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Velveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Velveeta Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Velveeta, morn and win.
All right, pardon me for a second, Ron. I'm sending a birthday message to Jim Bohannon, who's 70 today. He made it! When I saw him at the Radio Hall of Fame dinner a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about his age and his contract, and he wasn't concerned about either. And for those of you who don't know, Jim is one of the great broadcasters, has been doing talk radio for a long time. One of our, I like him very much as a person. Anyway, so a happy birthday to somebody who's 70, who could probably go on a diet, and I would tell him that. As a matter of fact, I think I did. We had dinner together, and I said, getting a little on the... But chunkiness, sometimes you can wear well if you wear it long enough. The people who go up and down like a yo-yo are the ones to be concerned about, Ron, right? Ron Hoffman's website, by the way, is drhoffman.com, two Fs. The thing, I was reading a story about M&Ms. I happen to love M&Ms, and I worry about them making me fat. But in fact, they don't make me fat. The fact is that it isn't the eating of them, it's how many I eat, or maybe other things that I eat with them. Carbs and the Atkins and all that stuff, you know, what should people be doing, really, truly doing about dying? What are the diet facts that you tell your patients?
Well, you know, there is no one single diet that works for everyone, and, you know, different strokes for different folks. One of the new things that we're exploring at the Hoffman Center in New York is something called nutrigenomics, which is the science of predicting which diet is going to work best for people based on their genes.
Really?
And we're early in this study of this, but actually we do have some evidence that certain genes may predispose us to doing better on, say, a low-fat diet for some people, or alternatively, a very low-carb diet, emphasizing plenty meat and even some saturated fat.
Let's stop right there, because you may have just said something that's akin to the study that came out last week about cancer and how people get cancer. And, you know, certainly there's an amount of what you do with your life that factors into it, but maybe there are things that you can't control. So what you're saying is people need to know or study the diet and figure out which one is best for them, because just a diet doesn't necessarily work.
Exactly. Actually, the first book I wrote, and it was way back when I was later, 1980s, was a book called Eat Right for Your Diet Type. And actually, I foresaw that in the future we would type people in terms of first their preferences, but also their metabolism in terms of picking a diet that would match their genes.
So the Atkins diet might be great for some and ridiculous for others.
Exactly. Some people just feel nauseous and bloated and sick from it.
So how do you find out? Crazy. How do we find guys like you all over the place that can help people understand what they need, specifically what they need to have tailored for them?
Well, it's surprisingly easy these days, because there are more and more doctors practicing what I term integrative or complementary medicine across the country. And, you know, when I began, it was maybe a handful of people 30 years ago. Now there's literally thousands of doctors who are up on the latest findings, and, you know, will likely be able to help you in your local community.
Yeah, you just have to ask the right questions. I read a book. I didn't read it. I just leafed through it, The Pizza and Ice Cream Diet.
After a while, you probably get really sick of it. You know, any diet, anything that gets between you and the refrigerator, you know, put some restrictions, it's ultimately going to make you lose weight.
Exactly. Weight loss programs are, you don't need the program. What you need is discipline and understanding of what you and your body are all about. Dr. Ron Hoffman has lots of keys. Intelligent medicine at drhoffman.com.
Yeah. for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
Ah, as Richie would say, Gladys Knight.
She's leaving, Dougie.
I hope so.
She's leaving you.
Leaving me in L.A.? Okay.
Too much fun.
I'm ready.
You can't even get that one.
No, I can't.
So he's leaving the life. He's come to know.
What a great, great song. Isn't this great?
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find a warmer climate.
This was not supposed to be her song, by the way. You know that. And it was originally called Midnight Train to New York. I'm not yanking your chain. It was not originally the Midnight Train to Georgia. Or maybe it was the Midnight Train to Florida or something. Bob, will you do some research on that and figure it out before we get done here? I know it was not originally it was not Gladys Knight doing Midnight Train to Georgia. It was somebody else doing Midnight Train to Florida. But I can't remember the rest of the story. So I enlisted the help of my pal Bob Kane, who's here with Rich McFadden on Good Day. The reason we're playing this song now is to call attention to the fact that Gladys Knight, who continues to tour a number of venues, 40, 50 venues a year, has decided she wants to try her hand at acting again. So she's going to play a psychic. Why'd they hire Dionne Warwick to do that? What is it? At Home in Cleveland? What's the name of that show that Betty Davis? Hot in Cleveland. Yeah. One more season there, so she's going to be on that show. So, good luck to her.
This song was originally written and performed by Jim Weatherly under the title Midnight Plane to Houston.
Midnight Plane to Houston. I knew it was something. Couldn't remember.
Based on a conversation he had with somebody about taking a plane to Houston.
Yeah.
He wrote it originally as a country song.
Yeah. Nice. See, a little, Richie, something in my mind, a little crack in the crevice back there. I remember enough to be dangerous. Couldn't remember any more than that, but thank you. It is amazing. I know you.
When Gladys gets on it, she changes it to Georgia, and bam.
Bingo. There you go.
Number one, baby.
All right. Next item of interest regarding a well-known singer, Neil Young.
Let me guess.
All right.
He's talking about audio quality. on the music you're listening to, right?
Well, he's got this music player called the Pono.
Yes, right.
P-O-N-O. And it's now apparently going on sale because he had a very successful Kickstarter campaign. God love him, another one of those. The Pono will be in retail stores starting next week. It's not going to be everywhere. 80 locations at places like Fry's. You know who was the first person, Richie, to send me to a Fry's store?
Bob McKay.
They got it. I remember going in. I went in with you, as a matter of fact. Went into a Fry's store. Oh, my God, they're great. There was one on La Cienega near KBC, wasn't there? What?
Yeah, not too far from there.
Yeah.
Here's the deal, on Sepulveda. Sepulveda.
Yeah.
With all of this music. Yeah. What Neil Young and others are complaining about is ever since music has gone digital from a CD or a record to an MP3, the quality of the MP3 has to throw out artifacts of the music to be able to fit into the file that we're listening to.
That's complicated.
So Neil Young is trying to say, let's take this back up to a Wave or a Floss, your FLAC.
But he developed this himself, or he had somebody do it and he put his name behind it.
The file formats are there. He's just developing the player and championing the audio quality
of this.
So yesterday at the CES, Sony releases their own player that does the same thing that costs $1,000. So there's a movement right now.
This one's only $399, Richie. But the Pono is $399.
But here's the problem. All of this Pandora, all of this Amazon Music, all of your iTunes Music, it's already degraded down to a smaller file size. It's going to take years to get back up to bigger quality audio.
Uh-huh. Well, actually, I know a little insight on that. Every record company masters every record in five different levels, and one of them is that one.
All right. The Pono, $399 the price. What?
Actually, Doug, you got another minute if you want.
I do?
Yeah.
All right. So the thing here is it's $399 versus $1,000 for the Sony one. So which one are you going to go try out first?
Neither one.
Well, because you know they're going to be
because these are the
antiquated
ones
before.
In years they'll be cheaper as storage gets easier to make cheap. That's the whole reason that MP3 files came about is because storage was so expensive. They had to make the files smaller.
Yeah.
So now, as it gets cheaper to make bigger hard drives, and they can make them smaller, they will be able to put WAV files and FLAC files on your personal players and on your phones without taking up all this room.
There's the story. Neil Young and his Pono.
Pono.
Oh, no. 29 at the hour on Good Day.
Okay, today's daily deal for our listeners is a free professional teeth whitening kit. If you've always wanted your teeth professionally whitened so you have a bright white smile but haven't had the time or money, then listen up. National Dental Supply is sending a free ProGel whitening kit to the first 50 listeners who call right now. 800-347-1956. ProGel is the same active ingredient and strength sold by many dentists for hundreds of dollars. And National Dental Supply is sending the first 50 callers from our station an entire ProGel teeth whitening kit free. The kit has everything you need to dramatically whiten your teeth in just minutes at home without visiting the dentist. Professional gel dramatically whitens teeth so you'll look younger, healthier, and more attractive. And everyone will notice. But to see how great you'll look with a new, clean, white smile, you need to call right now before the free professional teeth whitening kits reserved for our listeners are gone. Call 800-347-1956. 800-347-1956. 800-347-1956.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods. And receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. items. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the freeze-dry guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the freeze-dry guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the freeze-dry guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Doug Steffen Good Day program with Rich McFadden, and Bob McKay is here. Sounds like a disc jockey, right? Well, he was in his earlier
years. Snaggle Wax, Miles and Smiles.
Yes, it's Moldy Oldie Goody Goldies from our rusty rack of wrinkled records. Okay, so some good news in the commodity department. Oil dropping another $2 yesterday, down to $48 a barrel.
So at what point does this get concerning? That oil.
It depends on who you're talking to.
Right.
If you're talking to the average motorist who's paying the least amount of money for gasoline he's paid for 8 or 9 years, then he or she is a happy camper.
And the other upside to this that we've been talking about, you and I, and, is that this puts really hardships on Russia, Venezuela, and Iran.
Yeah.
Now, the downside of that is once Russia's economy really goes into the toilet, which is in many ways a good thing, it's also a bad thing because it affects the world economy, and that's what everybody's afraid of, is that Russia is getting to the point where their economy is getting so much into the toilet that it's going to affect the world economy and the stock market and our 401ks and our economy here.
Well, what do you want? You got to pick it. You can't have it both ways. You have to pick it. You want the oil companies. If you have stock in the oil companies and they're in your 401k, you're not going to be happy. I know a fellow who started and sort of one of those, what do they call them? Wildcatters, or what do they call them? The oil guys that go out and they're wild. Don't they call them wildcatters, or whatever. And he bought 3,000 oil wells and opened them up, made more money than you can count. And he got a lot of oil stock, not doing so well at the moment. But you know what? He said to me, I made $45 million doing all this. I have the $45 million. So if my stock goes down, I don't think we have to worry too much about. This wow. is a guy, by the way, who drives a Toyota RAV. His wife drives a six-year-old Lexus, one of those little Lexus.
Yeah.
The guy's got $45 million in cash. Him. And that's he is. He says, okay, I got it. I'm living well. My children will all live well. And their children will all live well as long as it's done well. And that's, you know, that's because of his good fortune.
Good for
but
him.
But he wasn't good. He wasn't for. He's smart. And he understood. He got a job. He was an accountant. Got a job working for one of the big, what is it, Deloitte? Touche or whoever, I don't remember, some big accounting firm. And his, so I love Bob. There's always a hackle in the background. His job was to do the accounting for the oil companies that they had as clients. So he looked, he's, you know, looking at this stuff and says, oh, wait, I can do this. This way. Exactly.
Yeah.
So he borrowed some money from his uncle or something and got started. And they became a developing company and then the oil. And my God, the guys had a great time of it. Meanwhile, cheap oil prices are a big problem for the companies that build facilities or equipment that extract the oil and the gas and the other commodities like we're talking about. Pain is starting to hurt the business of making oil production equipment. U.S. Steel laying off 750 workers. This is what Richie's talking about. Where is the pain? We got gain over here. With the gain is pain over there.
And the other thing is the people who are doing the fracking.
Yep.
It costs so much money to frack
that
oil is so cheap now, it's not worth it.
No, they'll stop for a while.
So they'll stop.
Right. Yeah. So U.S. Steel fell 57 cents yesterday. Let's see, a couple of other companies are involved. Well, you get the story. The non-oil companies being hurt by the cheap crude. Other business news, for those of you who are worried about the future of JCPenney, and I must tell you, I was one of them. I think it's one of the great American success stories in retail. So when they started having problems because they couldn't quite find their identity, it looked like it was curtains. Nope. Penny shares have gone up 20% because they posted yesterday their sales gain from last year. November to November and December to December, up 4 to 5%. As a result of that, the stock, because in the retail business, if you can do that much better year to year, my God, that's like flying to the moon. Because there's so much competition. I mean, Target, look at all of the places, Kohl's. How many different stores are doing sort of the same kind of thing? When you get an image in your mind of Penny, you think, you don't think about, well, maybe you think about Macy's. I guess you could think about Macy's. And the Sears retail stores, think about them. Kohl's, I certainly think about them. And so there was a lot of competition. So the fact that they've narrowed down, and most of it came as a result of what they failed to do last year, which is there's good leadership there. They look at their last year and they found themselves really falling down when it came to online business. Because all these retailers now to do online business.
If you do not, if you are only brick and mortar, you are done.
Right.
You are a dinosaur.
Yep. So good for them.
I don't see how department stores stay in business now.
It's with all my God, when you hear all of
Old Navy and all these other smaller kind of just clothing.
Specialty stores.
Specialty stores in cooking goods. Specialty stores in electronic goods. Specialty stores in clothing goods. I don't know how a department store stays in business anymore.
Hard to do it.
It's a tough model.
All right. News from General Motors today. Planning to offer discounts to drivers using OnStar. And the perk includes knowing where the nearest Dunkin' Donuts is. They're going to beam donut discounts to GM drivers who have OnStar. That if you buy OnStar, you're going to get a direct link to the nearest Dunkin' Donuts.
So what?
Get my Dunkin' Donut.
The service dubbed At Your Service offered to OnStar users in the U.S. and Canada starting next month. The service will be provided by GM's Information Service navigation tool.
I don't get it.
The discounts will be offered when you ask for directions to Dunkin' Donuts, for example.
So who would pay? I think OnStar is like $8 or $10 a month.
Yeah, something like that.
And all it does is give you directions. Okay, I can do that on my phone.
Yeah, well, you have a GPS. What do you need that for?
Maybe show you some of interest. Okay, I can do that on my phone.
Right.
And most cars come with GPS mapping systems now. Like,
But Richie, can you get a Priceline reservation on your GPS?
Yes.
You can?
On my phone.
Right, but you got to go somewhere. The online OnStar system will allow you also to book a hotel using Priceline on OnStar. How in the name of God that it works, who knows, but somebody's got to figure it out.
It's got to be the only thing that they could be selling is a concierge service.
Yeah.
So if there's somebody that physically answers the phone and helps you book a reservation, and while you're driving down the road, okay, sure. If they're going to sell a concierge service, I see that being of value.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if it's just a digital connection thing, everybody's phone knows that. What's the value?
You know what?
Well, they originally had great plans for providing content on OnStar. And if you remember, Doug, I used to work for a company that was going to be providing audio content.
I remember that.
Through OnStar services. And we were at CES every year demonstrating our product through the OnStar system.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, you know, they went the way of Silicon Valley.
Well, that's because of the XM Sirius.
Yeah. Well, it's more because there wasn't the cell phone technology that we have today. Mm-hmm. XM Sirius wasn't.
You were ahead of your time.
Yeah.
That whole idea
way ahead.
Way too ahead. Yeah, way 10 years ahead of its time. Anyway, I find this interesting. And of course, the Consumer Electronics Show is the place where you find all of these things going on, all these announcements. But in my neighborhood, if you ask for directions to a Dunkin' Donuts, you go out on Route 20, Route 30, Route 9. It'll ask you which way.
Every block.
Every block is a Dunkin' Donuts. Every single block on a major highway, you'll find a Dunkin' Donuts. They're all over the place. Good Lord. All right, let's get into food in another way. In a moment, we're going to meet Allison Kaufman, who is the director of Hunger and Nutrition at the Jewish Family and Children's Service. She has come up with some instruction, Richie. This is aimed at you, basically, because I know you love to cook.
Yep.
Bob and I are not so good at this. But if you're into home cooking and you're looking for multiply good ideas, is that the right adjective?
No, but
multiple good ideas. lots of good ideas, right? And what better way, somebody who has been working with people who don't have kitchens to come up with good food, home cooking ideas.
But
this sounds like an interesting idea. That concept is interesting. That's why we're going to focus on it in a moment here on Good Day.
Tackle your first do-it-yourself project of the year. Replace that old carpet with easy-to-install floors from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get it done for less with incredible deals on DIY-friendly Brazilian cherry laminate. It's our thickest and best, and it's less than a buck. Or get the gorgeous look of oak for just 49 cents, plus unbeatable deals on pre-finished solid hardwood, bamboo, vinyl plank, and more for about half of what you'd pay somewhere else. And get special financing. Don't put off that DIY project. Get rid of your dingy carpet and visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, license 1256, and number 3030.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Doug Steffen, Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Bob Kay, and I have Allison Kaufman here with us. She's the Director of Hunger and Nutrition at the Jewish Family and Children's Services. And this book that you can download at, it's called Home Cooking Without a Kitchen. Is it at all of the, is there a national website, Allison, for the downloading of this cookbook?
Hi. Yes, we have the cookbook available on jfcfboston.org, which is our website at Jewish Family and Children's Service. And we hope that as many people get to download it as possible.
All right, so what's the origin? Yeah, it is very interesting as I look at this. What's the origin of this? The idea of home cooking. The book is called Home Cooking Without a Kitchen. You can download it free at jfcsboston.org /cookbook. Where's this come from? Where do these ideas generate?
So the idea is actually from 5 years of working with homeless families who were living in a hotel right up the road from our office in Waltham, Massachusetts.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. These are homeless people living in a hotel.
That's right.
So they weren't really homeless. They're homeless
in the sense that they don't have their own home to live in. So they're being housed in hotels by the state.
But this also works for people who are living in shelters.
It could, absolutely.
All right, so what I want people, just to hold, give me a second, Allison. What I want people to do is remove themselves from pulling out their hair that the state is paying for homeless people to live in a hotel. That's not the focus here, and not to be the focus. That could be a focus of another conversation, but that's not the focus of this conversation.
Absolutely, and I will just add this data point, which is that 1,700 families are currently being housed in hotels in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And there are a number of other homeless families living in other situations as well.
Well, all around the country you'd find the same scenario.
Absolutely.
Especially on a day like today when you and I in this neighborhood we're in will have wind chill factors of almost 30 below zero, people living under a cardboard box.
Okay.
Right?
Homeless families are living in shelters and are living in hotels, and obviously there's no kitchen there, and they have kids to feed. This is where
exactly.
you come in.
Exactly. All they have is a microwave and a bathroom sink and a little mini fridge like you might have in college to do all of their food preparation.
So where do they get their food from? Where does the food come from that they're cooking?
Different places. Some of the families might access food from the local supermarket, which is a hardship in itself because many people don't have transportation to and from the supermarket.
Well, does the supermarket give them the food? They buy the food?
No, they buy it.
They do buy it.
Other families, might be accessing food from a food program, like a food pantry in the area. So all different situations.
All right, would you mind, Allison? Richie's going to get upset with me. I'm going to digress again for a moment because I went off on the other thing. The other part of this is, and this is something you see, it must frustrate you, Allison, actually. The stores, I pick up food from grocery stores, mostly bread, tofu, that sort of thing, veggies, to feed to my cows on the farm. Because the stores are not allowed to give the food to organizations like yours so that they could help people who are homeless and don't have any way to. So somebody's got to cough up the money to buy food that they could be given if the law wasn't so stupid for free.
If your cows had good lawyers like homeless people do, then they would be able to sue if they get bad food, and then the food would go right back to the people that it needs to go to.
I'd actually like to correct that. It's actually a misconception. There is a Good Samaritan law that protects supermarkets from any liability from giving food.
Really?
There's also a new legislation being put in place in Massachusetts that bans any organization that's disposing of over 1 ton of food waste in a week from it ending up in landfills.
Really? Okay.
So that opens up channels, including giving it to people who need it, but also renewable energy.
Okay, so with the 60 seconds that we have left, let's talk about this cookbook that helps people cook.
Now what kind of things are you cooking?
And it's good for other people than just homeless people, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's the beauty of it. We really think these recipes are great. They're all nutritious. I'm a registered dietitian.
So give us an example of one. Give us one popular recipe.
One of my favorite recipes is actually something I used to make for myself in college. It's the egg sandwich for breakfast. And it's whole wheat bread, avocado, and a scrambled egg that's cooked in the microwave. It takes a minute, and it's super easy.
There you go. What's wrong with that? Sounds very healthy.
I can do that here at work. Right. We don't have a stove at work.
All right, so there's plenty. Yeah, exactly. This could be applied to work.
I have a microwave and a refrigerator.
People traveling.
Multi-level.
Oh, yeah. Home cooking without a kitchen. Download it at jfcsboston.org.
Make a donation.
Cookbook. And make a donation. Nice. Allison Kaufman, thank you. That was nice.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm alright, nobody's worried about me. I ain't got to give me a fight, can't you just let it be? I'm alright.
Alright, Kenny Loggins, I'm alright. From
Caddyshack.
Kenny is 67 today. All right, so that's the musical interview. Good. The musical introduction to movie moments in movie news. Chuck Curry is here. Chuck, we're going back to our old days when we had our movie quiz. So your job, ladies and gentlemen, is to identify the voice you are about to hear. And for extra credit, you can tell us what movie this comes from. You'll easily recognize the voice, and I think you'll easily recognize the movie, frankly. 888-302-3684. And for the correct answer, that person will qualify for our drawing next month, our Beaches Resort Winter Giveaway. You'll be entitled to take yourself, another adult, and two children to either the Turks and Caicos or Jamaica, one of three Beaches Resorts. Now, all you got to do is know whose voice this is.
What do you say we cut the chit-chat?
Got it.
Got it, Chucker?
I believe I do.
All right, play it again. We got how many cuts we got?
Yeah, three.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, that's just about the most awful thing I've ever seen.
All right. And the third cut?
You've been around a lot of corpses. Is that normal?
The feet thing?
Yeah, the feet thing. I'm having kind of a hard time concentrating. Can you do something about it?
Like what? Kill him again?
if you had any doubts as to what the movie was, you won't after you heard that clip. So who is that? You don't want to identify the other boys, but the main voice in there, he's having his birthday, as a matter of fact, today, 51. Well-known star, popular, has been in some really good movies and some really bad movies.
He has a really famous uncle that is a movie producer, director, right, and makes wine.
And that particular cut, the last one, has perhaps the most recognizable voice, or certainly one of the most recognizable voices in movies in the world. And it goes way back 5 decades to his first major role. But if you recognize that voice, that's cool. 888-302-3684. Identify that voice, and you'll qualify for the drawing for our Turks and Caicos or Jamaica vacation at the beaches resorts. All you got to do is know whose voice that was, and you got a minute or two to figure it out. 888-302-DOUG. Meanwhile, Chucker has some movie news for us. What do you got, Chuck?
This is interesting, Doug. Sony Pictures announced yesterday that its much-maligned Seth Rogen comedy, The Interview, did $31 million in video-on-demand sales between December 24th and January 4th, which is actually pretty impressive. Theatrically, the film's now on about 580 screens and grossed around $5 million. So, wow. Clearly, people, other than the first couple of days, people have made a decision, whoever wanted to see this film, to watch it in the comfort of their living room and not venture out to the movie theaters to see it.
All entertainment is going to be on demand.
Eventually, the studio's going to get recoup their investment on this movie.
The interview
and,
is
one other bit of.
I'm just looking at the number. The Sony Pictures' number one online film of all time is The Interview. For those who are wondering what other movies have been that Sony Pictures have been
on. Other movie has been that heavily promoted and put on demand, so it's a unique situation. But having said that, I think they have to be pleased with these numbers, because $31 million in 10 days is pretty good numbers, no matter how you slice it. One other bit of TV news of interest: USA Network has canceled Covert Affairs after 5 seasons. I have to admit, I really didn't watch it, but just
I liked
the news.
I've seen it.
Terrible.
I've seen it 4 or 5 times on a plane. It was nicely done. She was likable. You know, it's one of those shows. What do you replace it with? If you can't do that well, how many other shows are there that can be produced to get an audience that's bigger than, what, 6 million a week or something?
It started to dwindle. The production, from what I read, the production cost started to go up and ratings started to go down, and that's usually the kiss of death, right?
What do you make of HBO and IMAX striking a deal to make Game of Thrones, which is a TV series, available for theatrical distribution on IMAX screens?
Yeah, they're going to release 2 episodes on the giant IMAX format. It tells you how popular that show is. It is very, very popular.
That's so violent, though. My God.
It's very violent. But
Jason, where are you?
I'm in Cookeville, Tennessee.
Cookeville, Tennessee. Nice to have you on board. All right, identify the voice for us, please.
I'm going to go with Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, you want to take a shot at the movie it's in? He's in?
I have no idea.
Really? Sean Connery's voice is in the third clip, and I think the only movie the two of them did together was The Rock. Right, Chucker? Am I right on that?
That's correct.
Correct. That's a great, great movie.
Which was actually just on cable the other day. We watched it.
All right, so Jason, you become eligible for our drawing, which will take place early next month, for a trip for 2 adults and 2 children to one of the 3 beaches resorts in the Turks and Caicos or Jamaica. You're on that list, pal. Thank you. Hold on just a second, and we'll get everything straightened out. It's 59 after on Good Day.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on 0 medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.